right? Passing yayin, need haseva, right? Shar ochlu mashkin don't need haseva. Right. Okay. That's like the rush, right? That's like the rush. Okay. So they asked him, the Chachmei Niel, right? They asked him what? What did they ask the Rambam? You want to read? Someone read? Where's Matt?
Oh, he's not.
What's that? Go ahead.
Go for it.
Robin, if you need.
Vadu. Right, so anything else you don't need haseva. You can just make a bracha achas l'kulam. Okay, good. Right. So why did you leave the Ika d'Amri? Usually we hold like we usually pass like an Ika d'Amri. Why did you leave the Ika d'Amri? That's mashma that according to Rabbi Yochanan, only passing yayin have haseva. Haseva is only effective for them, and everything else you have to make a bracha for yourself, right? What does it mean? It's a funny. What does that mean? Yeah, a little bit of a different gear to there, right? Mivarech l'nafshe, v'yafagav de haseva. Mivarech l'nafshe, v'avi chumra. Right. One second. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Chuba?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a known thing that pas is more chashuv than anything, is the most chashuv, and so too yayin is chashuv, is the most chashuv of all the drinks and all the peros. It's an interesting thing. It's interesting how he puts in peros too. He's saying after pas is yayin.
The pre
agafen. It is a pre. Still considered, still the same pre. Okay, go ahead. Now Ram has a new rule over here. Now he has a new rule. Right. Then, because it's chashuv, because the chashivas of the thing that we're making the bracha on, we need each one to make his own bracha. That's what chashivas demands. Go ahead. He says, but according to what you're saying, this pirush that you thought of, that in these two lishnas, that which is that what? that peros and mashkin are more choshev than pas and yayin. So according to this, in other words, that the rule is lefi chashivas hadavar shemavarchin olav onim matzrichin l'chol echad v'echad bracha b'tne'atzma. According to the chashivas of the thing that you're making the bracha on, we require an individual bracha. We require everyone to make their own bracha. So now that's the rule. Now if you apply what you're saying to this rule, it comes out that according to you, peros and mashkin are more chashev than pas and yayin. Right? That's what it means.
Right.
So now it turns out, according to the way you're learning,
in the Lishna Basra,
Pas and Yayin, Peros and Mashkin are more important than Pas and Yayin. Why? Because Pas and Yayin, you can have Bracha, Echad and Varech L'Kulam, if they join together. But other things, even though they join together, you cannot have one make a Bracha for everybody. Everybody must make their own bracha. That is the highest chashivas. That's a chashivas even greater than pas. You're creating a new chashivas over here.
So isn't that really more of a kasha on the Lishna Basra than this guy asking the child?
No.
Like a crazy shita.
No. That's why he's saying that can't be what the Lishna Basra means. It's impossible. That's a hefach gadol. Yitziva ba'ar v'giyar b'shmei shmaya. That means the citizen is on the ground and the... And the convert is in the heavens. V'lav ha'chiyu. That's not the pshat. Cannot be, huh?
What was that expression?
That's an expression in the Gemara. It's an expression for things being out of there or out of place, being reversed. The citizen is always on a higher level than the one who attaches himself to the group. That can't be. Now you're going to make the more chashev less chashev and the less chashev more chashev. Because that we know, that's davar yadua. I mean, the Rambam sets it up like a proof, right? The given is what? What's the davar yadua? These are the davar yadua. Davar yadua is two things. The pas and the ayin are the most chashev things. That's the davar yadua one. And whatever is more chashev has more of a requirement of a brocha l'kol echad v'echad. So now, if you put in your svaro, your pirish, then with our principles, you're gonna prove that peros are more chashev than pas. Impossible. Can't prove certain things. Just impossible. So something's wrong. So what's wrong? Your pshat is wrong. Go ahead. So really, the two lishnas of them are saying the same thing. There's no difference in the inyan. It's just a difference in the statements. Right, should be Shain Benin. I don't know how you could even.
Yeah.
Right, alright. I guess he doesn't want to change whatever gear set he had, but it's not possible. So he says there are many times when the Gemara is makbid on the specific specific phraseology, even though there's no nafkamina. V'zehu apir. So what's the how does it work out though?
So Amar Rav lo shana ela pas debaya seva the akar kafi vara echad l'kol.
So that's first lishon is that what the Rav says only pas requires hasevo. And then everyone can make one person can make the bracha of everyone. Right. Okay, go ahead. That's the first lishna. And Rabbi Yochanan says even wine needs haseva. Okay, that part that we got. Good.
So ikud amri amar rav lo shanu ella pas de mahani haseva.
Okay, so one second. So what? Rav says only by pas haseva is effective. What does it mean? It's effective that everyone, the one can make the bracha for everybody. And if there's not mesubin, then they each need to make their own bracha. Okay, go ahead.
אבל בשאר דברים אין בהם דין זה כדי שנאמר מחניה בסיבה אלא בלא הסיבה סיבה נמי כינו.
Right. So in other words, so what's the pshat mahanya be'aseva, lo mahanya be'aseva? Sorry? Yeah, but how does it...
You worked that out, though.
How does it mean it? Mahanya be'aseva means it's not effective. He's saying it has no din haseva. Meaning haseva is superfluous. There's no haseva, doing haseva or no haseva doesn't have any effect. But that doesn't tell you what the din is. That doesn't tell you... No, he's saying, since there's no inyan of haseva, there's only an inyan of haseva by pas, where you can say, haseva is going to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But the other things have no inyan of haseva. They have no din haseva. It's a foreign concept.
Well, then it won't help it. It's just a different parsha.
It won't help it because it's just a different parsha.
Right.
Not that everything needs haseva, but haseva will help some things and it won't help other things.
Right?
Right? He's saying it just means there's no inyan of haseva by anything other than pas. So lo mahani means like lo maila v'lo morid. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't create any effect. Meaning to say that even without it is good. It's like superfluous. It's superfluous. Not that it's ineffective. I mean, ineffective also means, it does mean the same thing, but it's a different connotation. Ineffective means like it makes you think it failed. Makes you think like you tried but it failed. Superfluous means it's also ineffective, but the effect that you're seeking is there already. Right, Licht?
I was trying to think of the thing you were saying before.
Did that make sense?
I didn't hear the last thing because I was thinking about
the thing. But the thing from before? Did you get the thing from before?
I do now.
You do now?
Yeah.
So I would hate to see the... now you think I said before.
Lost both of them.
Exactly. That would be bad.
It's a bad thing.
That'd be a bad thing. Okay, so when we do the next thing, you'll think about what I'm saying now.
No, I missed it now.
Oh, now you missed it. All right. So it's...
No, seriously, it's
before. He's saying, he's trying to explain the terminology of Mahanya Be. I have to make Friday a little more fun, you know? A little more,
so that's what he means by he means that it only has to do with pot.
He's saying lo mahanya le'aseva doesn't mean it's ineffective, like it won't work. Meaning to say like you're trying but it won't be enough. That's the way we were learning. Plain shot, the way we were learning is lo mahanya be'aseva means that it won't help. Meaning it's too the situation is too dire. Haseva it won't help. You need more than haseva here. And you just can't do it. Right? Say that someone is sick, and you say, well, the medicine is not going to help him, right? But you say he's infirm, and he needs something, and it's not working, right? But he's saying that's not, but that would imply, that's the way we were learning, the way the Rush was learning. It means to say, bracha achas l'kulam is impossible, right? But the Rambam is saying, no, it means the opposite, really. It means that there's no din haseva, so haseva is just superfluous concept. It's just a superfluous concept. Right, like you wouldn't say like medicine is not helping a healthy person. Yeah, you could say that too. It's not helping. It's not going to help a healthy person, but it's because he doesn't need anything. You know what I mean?
But and in terms of when it says bali haseva, right, in the first
right.
Lishna, that means that definitely there's no din by the other.
Right, right.
That's
the way we always learn. Right.
But okay.
Mahanya is a connotation like of a failure. Right, that's the problem. But he's saying it now. That's just your connotation. That's just what you're reading into it. Lo mahayi just means it's a neutral. Doesn't tell you whether it's good or bad. Doesn't tell you what the neutral din is. What the din is without it. Just telling
you. So you're assuming something.
You're assuming something from the lashon of lo mahayi that it means it's going to fail. But really means that there's a din of haseva by pas, and there's no din haseva by anything else. Okay, but without a save, it's also good. Right?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yochanan Amar.
Rabbi Yochanan Amar, if you yain kol echad echad amar ha'asma, bim hisru mahani b'hu ha'seva, shibar echad echad.
Right. But yain also has the din ha'seva. So if there are two dinim, so if there's no ha'seva, then each one makes their own bracha. And if there's Haseva, then Haseva is Mahanule.
So what was the second Lashon coming to tell you you didn't know from the first?
Nothing.
So what's the point of it?
The Lashon, the statement. So there's a lot of times the Gemara wants to get the exact statement. What did they say? It's Gemara like that. A few places like that. I don't remember. I remember a Gemara like that. Now I don't remember where it is offhand. But the Gemara says, what's the Nachmina? La'omer b'shem o'ez. So you should say a statement in the same words that your Rebbe said it. That's separate then. You should repeat it in the words of your Rebbe. Shouldn't give it. You shouldn't change the words.
So saying the boy is not the appropriate word to use.
The question is, what did he say? It's a question. What did he say? But it's just a question of what did he say. It's not a question of it's not a question of halacha. It's not that he say Haseva works. Did he say Haseva doesn't work? Right. It's not that he say bracha that peros. You always have a bracha l'kol echavecha. It's just a question of how did he say it. And there were two versions of what his words were, but not two inyanim, one inyan, two girsas. Okay. But what's interesting is the Rambam the Rambam is expressing an idea. I mean, you see how the Rambam learns the Gemara. It's a very interesting thing. The Rambam starts out with this idea that he has, right? He has this concept that if it's more chashiv, it requires its own bracha. And therefore, he says it's just not possible to get the Gemara to have a result like this. He holds it's just an impossible result. There's no way to learn this Gemara to come out that peros require bracha l'chol echavechad. Because this idea that he has in brachos, he has a klal in brachos, that that requiring bracha l'kol echad v'echad indicates greater chashivas. And he's not going to say that that's the machlokas in the two lishmas. That he holds is something that can't be argued about. That's a premise. And therefore, the Gemara just cannot come out that one sheet to hold passes more, that the peros are more chashiv than pas. It's just not possible. Right, but our question is, the question we have to examine is, what is that concept? What is that concept that the Ram holds is inviable? Right?
And the Rush, for his part, wouldn't disagree that it would be a problem if you were saying Paris Morchashev. He just disagrees with this principle in the first place. He just never has to learn it this way.
Okay. That's right. The Rush is definitely not saying Paris Morchashev.
Right.
Nobody would say that.
Right.
But he argues that there's this that saying of that bracha l'kol echavechad demands it implies more chashivas. Okay, so we could try to work on it. But interesting is Avraham Ben Aravim has a tshuva about this. So did you take a? Probably didn't have time to look at it. Right?
I don't read it.
What's that?
You not heard it.
Okay.
It's in the footnotes?
It's in the footnotes. So let's just go through some of the... let's go through it. I'll try to pick my way through it a little bit to avoid some of the areas we didn't really get into. But let's see. You read the question?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the question. She'ela, right? Zulosh Natshuva Hashela Vajuva. She'ela. Okay.
What?
On 17? He says like this. Oh, Masha Posek Zal, the Hilchos Brochos. The Pas V'yayim Bavad, Hu Deboi Haseva, V'yachakach Yivorech Echad L'Kulon, Ovo Shar Ochlu M'ashkin Einan Srichan Haseva, El Afagav Delo Haseva, Echad M'vorech L'Kulon. Right? So that's the Rambam's Psak. V'kom Makshay Rabbi Yonasan Zal. Apparently, Rabbi Yonasan was the author of this question that we just read, right? Doesn't say, but that must be the case. All right. And he asked, "Lomo naniach ikadamri?" The question, "Veishav Rav Zal al Devarav Hadav Yidua Shepas Chashuva." Okay, the answer that we just read. Now this question is asking. Now he's going to ask some questions on the Rambam's answer. So he says like this: Vani ro sugi de gemara lo kamari rehita v'lo kamari rehita. He says I don't see the gemara going like either one. Kirebi Yonas on zal leka lemifsak. You can't paskin like the lishna basra. Okay, that's Rabbi Yonason. That's the one who asked the question. Kim Paskin like Lishna Basra. No. Mehanu Trey Talmidi, the Havi Yossi, the Bar Kapora. Veviu Lefneim, Kuru Vidru Maskion, Upragios. Nosan Bar Kapora, Rishus Lechem and Lavorich. Kofa Tuvirich, Alapragios. Because of that Maisa that we're all familiar with. Ha'ashkan b'feir shechem v'aruch l'kulan b'shar dvarim chutz mi'as v'yayin. So you see the Gemara itself has a ma'isa that that echad was the one was v'aruch for two and it wasn't pas v'yayin. So you see clearly you can't pass him like the lishon of Basra. The oh the ma'isa drang gamliel v'zakeinim shayim esum b'yiricha. This is it. We're not going to do this case. Now let's see. Okay, so let's give that. Kedivrei Rav Zal nami leka lemifsak, right? It says, but you also can't paskin like the Rambam. The pirusha the korporish lahanu trei lishni lo rohit lon mikama anofi, because the pshat he's giving doesn't make sense for a few reasons, in a few ways. Masha amar lefi chashivas hadavar shemavarchin olav anu matzrichin lekol echad veechad bracha b'fnei atzmo. Minayin lo davar zeh. So there's this rule that he has, right? That according to the chashivas of the thing, we need a separate brachos. Where does he get this from? Vanu ipcha shemilan. On the contrary, we have. It seems the opposite to be true. The Tana Rabbanan, Yosh from Beis Hamedrash, Review of Neim, or Beis Shami, or Mechad Varech Lekula, Mishim Shem Barov Am Hajnach. Who Beis Hillel, Amim Kolecha Varech Marech Atzmo. We came to the time of the Beis Hillel, Mishim Bittel Beis Hamedrash, Halav Hachi, Barov Am Hajnach Islu. So what happened to Barov Am Hajnach? On the contrary, it's more chashuv to have one bracha for everybody. The Gemara is only arguing, Beis Shami Beis Hillel only arguing about Bittel Beis Medrash. But other than that, everybody agrees one bracha for everybody is more chashuv than many individual brachas, right? The ode.
How does Rov Am Hajnach mean that? Wouldn't it be the opposite?
Rov Am Hajnach means it's better for one person to make a bracha for many. That's what it means. You Rov Am. Now it's one group as opposed to individuals.
And that's a raya that.
So that's a kasha. So he's asking a kasha. Ram is laying down a principle that the more chashuv it is, everyone should make their own bracha, right? But he's saying, but you see, we hold this more chashuv when one person makes a bracha for everybody. That's a more chashuv thing, because everybody would.
So
agree.
You don't have a problem that they're going to be mivarech each one on the peros. Doesn't matter.
He's attacking okay. This premise that the Ram has. Seeing the Ram is driven by this principle that it's more chashuv. When everybody makes their own bracha.
Are you saying that's not true?
It's not true. It's Gemara the opposite. Barov Am Hajnach Melech.
Okay.
Right? Anybody want to answer that question? Okay. V'od. I hochi pas v'yayin amai gori mechashi v'usayu b'shas ha'seva. He says, now it's going to come out that things become less choshev when you recline. Right? Why does pas become less choshev when you recline? Meaning, say, that when you're not reclined, everyone has to make their own bracha. Which, going to the Ram, is the highest form of choshevus. And then when you recline, now you have one bracha of everybody. What happens? You got less choshev because everyone reclined? Hold on, the rabbi. Kol shekin shemitovsei chashivas baseva is better. Yeah, go ahead.
It just seems Rabban only works where there's a tziruf already, right?
Okay.
And just
yeah.
What kind of? I mean, this question's like almost like you didn't read the Rambam. Like, obviously, like the Rambam's not saying that when you do haseba, it becomes less chashiv. He's just saying when you do haseba, that allows you to make after marfulim and it doesn't detract from the same chashiv. Like,
but what's the Rambam's principle? That's his main question. His real question is, the Rambam's principle seems to go against the principle we have of Bro of Am Hajj's Melach.
What's
that? Oh, you read the answer already. Okay. Alright, he's asking many forms of the same question. V'chei mishum sh'nasa shlosha gori pas mechashivusei. Okay, your mind appears to be Rav. The Hachikoma Rav. Lo shonu ala pas de boi haseva, viacha kachi varech echad lakol, ova shad varm lo boi haseva, el echad varech lakol, yafish lo hesevu, vahalo gorsi ela shar hadvarm, oval shar hadvarm. I said it's going into the Gemara itself. That what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Lo shonu ela pas de boi haseva. Right? It's only by pas that needs haseva. And then one person can make the bracha for everybody, right? But it says, but what's the Rambam's pshat? The Rambam's learning, oh, well, shar dvarim don't need haseva. Right? Elechem v'rach l'kol. So he says, but the Gemara doesn't say of Oshad Varam. That's not what the Gemara says. What does the Gemara say? Avol Yayin says, Avol Yayin Lo Boy Yaseva. Doesn't say of Oshad Varam Lo Boy Yaseva. It says Avol Yayin Lo Boy Yaseva. Right? Rabbi Yochanan Omar Afilu Yayin Boy Yaseva. Even wine needs haseva. My afilu yayin de kam Rabbi Yochanan. Af yayin boi haseva mi boi le. It should be the same thing as shar dvarm.
Why is he making a chiluk?
He's saying the Rambam is making it sound like there's either, like there's pas and everything else, and there's no difference between yayin and everything else. If you hold like Rav. He says, yeah, but Rav is only talking about yayin. And Rabbi Yochanan is also only talking about he's saying afilu yayin.
Means
to say, because that's the Rambam's psak. The Rambam's psak is that everything else doesn't need haseva. Rav is only saying that pas needs haseva and nothing else does. And Rabbi Yochanan is saying no, only yayin needs haseva, but nothing else. Everything else doesn't.
Yayin and pas.
But all the other fruits don't.
He's saying it's not talking about anything else.
It's not talking about anything else. That's what he's saying. The Gemara is just not talking about anything else. How do you make a psak on everything else when the Gemara is only talking about pas and yayin? This whole argument, Rav Yochanan, is only pas and yayin. How do you know about anything else? Vod kishik shinu al lishnakama de Rav mi reisha de braisa diktani kol echa vecha mevarach la'atzmo. So when the Gemara asks the question on the first Lishna of Rav, right? From the first part of the Braisa that it said everyone makes their own bracha on Yayin when they're Yoshin, right? Maiha the Komatare Shani Orchem the Daitayu Lemeyarker. Why does the Gemara give that answer? Why does the Gemara give the answer that Orchem are different because they're gonna get up? He's going back to the old question. He keeps pulling back that old question. That does it make it more chashiv now? Now it makes it more chashiv because they're going to.
When they're not going to get up.
Now that they have to get up, now it's like it becomes more chashiv. Because now everyone needs their own bracha. If they were just going to sit here.
Right.
He's going back to the chashiv question. He's asking the chashiv question in every possible way. Ulalishna Basra, Dama Rav Lo Shana Ola Pas, Demani Lo Yaseva. Right, so what does it say in Lishna Basra? It says that what? That only Pas has a din of aseva lepi pirush shar dvarim ein bohem din zeh demahani b'aseva she echad morach lakol el blo aseva nami kachu imkein mai hadikoi mosvina nalishna basra derav misefa debraisa aluva hasevu echad morach lakulon hasiate deravi daha hochi nami kom rav deshar dvarim mikol makom echad morach lakulon. Yeah, what's this question over here? That was in the Lishna Basra. What does the Gemara ask? The Gemara asked from Lishna Basra?
That's according to Rav. Rav says that you don't need a seva.
You don't need a seva. That's a good question, right? That's a good question. Because the Gemara says that what? According to Lishna Basra, says Rav doesn't need a seva.
And the story seems to imply
that. I'm sorry. Right. Rav is learning that Yain doesn't need a seva at all, according to Rav in the Lishna Basra, right? Meaning to say, even without Haseva, you can do...
Even with Haseva,
No.
The Rambam was...
The Rambam, right.
Right, okay. The Rambam, right? The Rambam holds, even without Haseva, you don't need... you can have a Brocha Achas Lekulon, right?
By Yayin.
Right? Because the Lishnas are the same. Only pas requires a seva, but yayin never requires a seva.
You mean rav shita, right?
Rav shita, right? But the Gemara asks what? The Gemara asks from the seifa. What's the seifa? The seifa is that there is a seva, right? And they're making brocha achad lekulon, which implies plain shot is the way we learned yesterday that the kasha is that yayin needs a seva. How? What's the question? I mean, it's very hard to figure out what the question is going to the Rambam. What's the question according to the Rambam? He's saying it's a raya. He's saying it's just a case where they
happen to also be doing a seva.
He says hasiati the rav, da chenami koma rav, the shad dvar mikoma kom echad varach lekula, and it always works. Umay high commentary, it's migu de mahani aseva lepas mahani nami liyayin. That's a tough answer according to the Rambam. Makes it sound like Rav holds that the Haseva is working, that the Haseva of the Pas is working for the Yayin. You shouldn't need anything according to Rav.
Right.
The Gemara's answer sounds like the Rush, that really you need Haseva. The only thing is the Haseva of the Yayin won't work, but the Haseva of the Pas will work. But if there's no Haseva, then you can't make a Bracha Echad Lekulon by Yayin. That's the plain shot in the Gemara. But the Rambam's learning Yayin never needs Haseva. So what do you mean the Haseva of the Pas is going to work for the Yayin? You don't need Haseva to work. You don't need anything.
What point did the Rush switch to the works after him?
Works after him because he's learning that Rav holds you need Haseva, but the Haseva of the Yayin is not enough. Right? But the Haseva of the Pas would help the Yayin.
Right.
Really, lo mahanyule Haseva means the Haseva of the Yayin fails. And it won't allow you to make Brocha Echad Lekulon. Really?
This is Lishna Basra.
Lishna Basra.
Right.
But the Haseva of the Pas steps in and boosts you up. Right?
Really,
but that clearly implies that you need some Haseva by the Yayin, and Lo Mahanya means it's not working. But the Pas Haseva will work. But it clearly implies that you need some Haseva by the Yayin, and Lo Mahanya must be that it fails. Can't say there's no din haseva by yayin if it's saying that haseva the pas is going to work for it.
Right.
That's a powerful question. That's the most powerful question. Right.
But isn't only the din when does the din haseva ever apply except for when you're doing bracha lekulon? In terms of yayin, like what?
It doesn't apply at all according to the Rambam. According to Rav.
No, not according to the Rambam. According to the
Rush.
The Rush.
It will apply, the Haseva of the Pas can help the Yayin. It applies always, but you just don't have enough, you don't have the Haseva, you don't have the right Haseva from the Yayin itself to supply you with the Kviyas that you need. It always is lacking, so it's something that can't help itself. It's always Lo Mahanyule Haseva. The Haseva of the Yayin is Lo Mahanyule. It's not going to be enough to help it. But if you're having pas, then that will be mahanyale. Then that will help it. But the whole question and answer is premised on the fact that there is an imin of haseva, But the yayin is not capable on its own of creating it. But the pas can create it for it. But if you're going to learn the pshat that the yayin never needs haseva, what's the whole question and answer? It doesn't need haseva, so why is the pas? What do you mean the pas is helping it? Helping it with what? With what it doesn't need?
According to the Rav, according to the Rosh, even when let's say according to the Lishna Kama, right? Does yayin still has a characteristic that is sort of that nihatan bayaseva, right?
Low bayaseva according to Rav.
It's not only according to Lishna the Basra.
Right.
So okay, fine.
But Lishna Basra it's bayi, but it's lo mahanyule. Not going to help it. The pas, the yayin haseva will not help it. Right, it needs it, but it can't get it. Meaning to say, like we were saying yesterday, that it can't create the tsiruf that's required for bracha echad lekulan. The situation is not capable of creating that thing. It needs it because that's what you need to make a bracha echad lekulan. You need the tsiruf, but the yayin can't create it, so you can't do it. Right? It's like anything else. You need it. And you don't have it, so you can't do it. Right? Many frustrating situations like that. Right? Jeremy?
So it's based on different facts. it just seems weird to me that, like, in the beginning, in the one Lishna, Rav says Yain has some sort of need to save it, but in the other one, it doesn't need to save it, you know? That there's different
facts. That's the Lishna Basra. That's the two that's the Ikadamri.
Right, okay.
That's always the Ikadamri. Almost always the Ikadamri. Okay. What I find funny, that I don't think he asked the question, is why does the Gemara even make questions based on Lishna Kama versus Lishna Basra?
Yeah.
If it's the same thing, why is it, this is a kasha to the Lishna Basra, and this is a kasha to the Lishna Kama?
Should just treat them the same.
Just treat them the same. Why is not treating them the same? Yeah. So what's his pshat? So now he gives his pshat, right? one more question. Va'od lefi svaro shalefi achashivis kolecha vechem rachatno lo havilei l'rav l'meimar lo shano el pas de mahani be'yaseva. Oh my goodness.
What does that mean?
It means spreading apart will help it. Meaning to say, what does he mean? That what? 1 second. Help it get its chashivas. Going back to the chashivas question. Okay. Hilduch lecha lefari shachi. Nahal lo rahita sugi de gemara kolega. The Gemara doesn't flow like this. So I have a different Kabbalah, and it's not like either one. So how is it? What's his Kabbalah? Like this, right? V'chol mili bein pas bein yayin v'shar dvarim im he sevu echad mevarach l'kulan v'im lo he sevu kol echad v'ach mevarach l'atzmo v'oz lo k'rebi Yochanan v'ein makom l'harach v'pirusha d'shmaita al oso v'aderach. That's unfair. Isn't that unfair? V shemile lemar nilsa bepirusha da hashmaita l'sakin bo'es osa ha'piska livorir livrir lon b'tivuse v'an v'sanuse. Alright, so he says, I have a different pshat. Can't go into it now. But please, explain it to me if you have any way to answer the round pshat. Okay. He ended off a little conciliatory. Not going to help him. Not going to help him, though. He's going to get blasted anyway. What? He's saying everything is the same, right? He's learning everything is the same. Everything Haseva works or doesn't work.
It's not like this should come worldly.
He can't explain how he learns the Gemara.
Okay.
Can't explain it to you right now. Okay. Next is like this. Alright, so the first thing is he's saying that he's making a mistake, and I don't want to go into this part about bringing rayas from bracha achrona. This is bracha rishona. You can't bring rayas from bracha achrona. Okay. So he says like this. Of Omaisa Dahanu Tamidi Yira Dehu Kasha Asvar De Rabbi Yehonah Sanzal. Right? So that is a kasha. He says that is a good kasha. Because they did eat, they did make bracha echad lekulan on shad dvarim. So you see that they're not holding like lishna basra, like Rabbi Yonah's son wanted to say in the question, possibly like lishna basra. And that's something all the rishonim.
Easy factually,
that. Factually, all the rishonim mention that. Mention that case as a raya. That I've seen. Okay, now he's like this. Vishayik Shiso al Pirish Abba Morizal, the Pluks of the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, the Yovi Beis Hillel, Taima Barov Amhaj Melech. So he says, you asked the good, he says, the question you asked on the Rambam from the Machlokas of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel gave the reason of Barov Amhaj Melech. Right, agav grora kushia yofei. In a side way, it's a good question. Avokad miyanto b'divorov zatzal mishkachas lo mayim amukim etzo b'leiv ish v'ish tevunos yidlena. He says, but if you investigate his words, the Rambam's words, you'll find that they are deep waters. And there's a counsel in the heart of man, and one with understanding can draw it. Okay. Lo Omar Zal she chashivus habrocha she yivarech echad laatzmo. The Rambam did not say it's the chashivus in the brocha that one should make his own.
Food.
Right. Elo chashivas hadovo. I'm sorry, I skipped something. Kihechi di yiksha leo haimemra de Beis Hillel. In order that you should ask a question from Beis Hillel. Because that was his question. The question was Beis Hillel says, Barov Amhaj Melech. He says, that's not a good question on the Rambam. Because that's talking about the chashivas of the bracha. Rambam's not talking about the chashivas of the bracha. Right, she'abrocha v'anei chashivusei she'yia echad mvorech v'akol onin amen mishum barov am hajzmel. There's no question that in terms of what is a better making of a bracha, what's the better way to make a bracha? It's when you can have a group involved in the making of the bracha. Right, what's a more choshev bracha? It's a more choshev bracha if it's said. Berova, meaning one for the group. Okay. Elo chashivas hadovar shemavarchin olav omar. The Rambam said it's the chashivas of the thing that you're making the bracha on demands one bracha for each person. Sheim hadovar shemavarchin olav chashiv tzrichin hanenin bo laharbos hodoya l'shem olav. He's saying that if the thing that that you're eating, the thing that you're making the bracha on is important, then the ones who are benefiting from it need to be expansive in their hodah, in their thanks to Hashem for it. One second. Lefikach mevorech kol echad ve'erechad la'atzmo v'pnei chashivas ha'hanoah shehigia elav. Very interesting, Rambam. Very interesting what he's saying, right? So what's he saying over here? You know what he's saying?
It sounds like he's going back to the Sheva. It sounds like he's like undoing the chilek he just made. Because he's saying, since it's the food which is superior, you have to give a superior type of Sheva to reflect that.
Then No. He's saying it's a separate idea over here. Rov Amhaj Melech is very good when you have a choice between how to make the bracha, right? In other words, in terms of bracha, if you have a Rov Am, If you can have it, if you have two equal possible situations, one is Barov Am and one is not, then you should definitely have Barov Am. Right? But he says, but sometimes there's a more primary question. And that is, what type of a bracha is it? Uh-huh. Is it a bracha that must be said individually or not? Now, what's he saying? Well, but what's he saying over here? Why should it be a bracha that it should be said individually?
He's saying, because since the nature of the Shavach here is based on the Hanav they're receiving,
right.
So the more chashuv it is, each person should want to be engaged in the Shavach themselves, as opposed to getting it done through somebody else.
It's an interesting thing. He's saying that Barov Am, he's saying bracha echad lekulon is, you are losing something by bracha echad lekulon.
You're not doing it.
It's an interesting thing. You're not doing it. You could say Shamei Kaona means you yotze, but you can't say that you are involved. You're involved in saying the bracha in the same way as someone who's saying it themselves. So it's an interesting thing. He's saying certain things demand the personal involvement. It's like you say by mitzvah, right? You say mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho. Right? It's better for you to do it yourself than to send a shliach. So halachically, it can be accomplished through a shliach. But there's a certain idea of the chashivas of the thing that makes you... There's a certain idea that the chashivas of the thing demands that you personally take an interest in it. But over here, it's a little, that's in terms of mitzvah. Over here, he's saying in terms of being a nen, that it would be a lack in shevach. If the thing is so chashuv, it would be a lack in shevach to not feel compelled to be involved in the shevach personally. That would be a lack in the shevach itself.
So the guy picked to make the one bracha is the best of all worlds.
So the one that what?
The one that actually says it if they have only one bracha, because he gets to actively
right.
do it,
correct.
And it's the best kind of shevach.
Correct. So he's saying over here, he's saying that's what the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam is saying that if you were to have such a din that, for instance, Peros, everybody must say their own bracha, right? That would mean that the Hanor, that would mean the Chashivas of Peros is so great, it demands an individual response. So that would be crazy. That's what the Rambam is saying. Ram is not saying that. Ram is not talking about the quality of the bracha. He's talking about the chiyuv of the bracha.
Well, what's the case of where the chiyuv is only on everyone?
Let's see. We'll try to figure out how it works. So he's saying like this. The ode mishmaita zu ikasiyua rabba lepirusho zal. Says really, there's a good proof from this gemara. The lo amru beis hillel barov am hajz melech ela bishahayu oso ha am yoshvin umiskabtin la oso ha bracha dum yudah haseva. This is a new idea that he's saying that in the Maisa in the Gemara that beis hillel is only saying there's an inyan of barov am when everybody is gathered together. Like Haseva. The Hochi he Habraisa, Hayu Yoshvin. The Braisa says they were sitting. The lo shen Nikra Hadovar Bimikra. Not that it just happened. Not just like an accidental assembly of people just wandering, just milling about. But they really were joined together as one group. Hilkach, the lake of Bay Mahadras Melech Klum. Amazing idea. He's saying there's no idea of Barov Am Hadras Melech unless you're really together as one group. He's saying that's not Barov Am Hadras Melech if just a bunch of people accidentally. Say a shevach. That lacks in the whole concept of coming to a king. Coming to a king is a group. an organized unit, lacks the whole concept of Barov Am HaShemelech, just to be, like for instance, you say that if a guy is walking outside the shul and he hears the Megillah, he could be Yotze. But that's not going to be a key of Barov Am if you have more people outside walking around hearing it. Right? If you have a big congregation and everyone sits down, and that's Barov Am. But just because you have more stragglers who accidentally happen to be enjoined in the thing, saying just being joined in it is not Barov Am. Has to be a real kvius of the group. Okay. But what does that have to do with us again? So he says like this, V'im heisevu sagiluhu b'brocha echa. I lost something? Hilkach, lefi chashivus hadovar tzrichen brocha kol echad. So now he's trying to explain how it works. So now really in terms of the chashivus of the davar, everyone needs their own brocha. Okay. V'im heisevu sagiluhu b'brocha echad shehi brocha chashuva. Now he's trying to put it together. He says, so let's take pas. How does Haseva work? How do you go from brocha for everybody to one brocha? So he's saying, really, it's one, really pas is a chashuv thing.
So you should each do it.
You should each do it on your own. He says, but you see that what? You see from the Gemara of Beis Hillel, That when you form a group, now you have a kiyum of Barov Am, right? So you can say that's what Haseva is doing. Haseva is making it so that you can have a more chashuv bracha as well. He's saying you were right. He's saying the guy was right about the Barov Am. He had something right over there, but he's saying it's an interesting idea. He's saying that you can make up for the you can go from bracha echad lekulam, from bracha lekol echad veechad to bracha echad lekulam by a davar chashuv by creating the kiyum of Barov Am. But if everybody was just standing around, they were about to eat bread, and I say okay, I make the bracha for everybody, that would be nothing. That wouldn't be a kiyum of Barov Am, so you wouldn't have a better bracha. And you'd be losing the chashivas of everybody saying it themselves. So it's an interesting thing. Now, what's an interesting thing is he's saying you can sort of transfer. You have like a certain chashivas. It's like, what do they call it? Conservation of chashivas. Right? If everyone has their own bracha, that's a certain level of chashivas. And you're gonna have to pay some of that chashivas out to have one bracha for everybody. But if by doing that you get a better bracha, right, you still have, you're at least equal, maybe even better off. So maybe it's not conservation. But you're at least, you're making up. The Barov Am is making up for what you're lacking in the bracha for everybody. In one bracha for everybody. In each one making their own bracha. Mechanically, you know what I'm saying? That's how he's saying Haseva works. That's what Haseva does. He's saying a whole different idea. He's saying it's a completely different shot. He's saying Haseva is really creating a more chashuv bracha, which is required since this thing is a davar chashuv. This thing is a davar chashuv, so it would really require everyone to make their own bracha. So in order to have one bracha for everybody, you need to have a more chashuv type of a bracha. But that can only be accomplished through Haseva.
And if you were to do Haseva by something...
Oh, but by other foods, let's say carrots, apples, everything else, right? There's no requirement of each one to make their own bracha to begin with. Because it's not chashuv.
But well, there's also no Barov Am HaShemelech.
And there's no Barov Am HaShemelech. You can just say, I'll make the bracha for you. Fine. Right? So that's what he's saying. One second. That's how he's saying the Rambam is learning. That by everything that's not chashuv... Right? So then I can just use Shemei Kaona. Because it's not such a chashuv thing that requires me to make my own Sheva. The Hana on these other things is not so great to require me to say it's a pagam to not make your own bracha. Not that type of a thing. So we can just casually, just through regular Shemei Kaona, even though there's no extra kiyum of Rov Am, you can just have one bracha for everybody. Because you don't, you had no, you don't need to trade in your, you don't need to trade up to a higher form of bracha. Because there's no requirements of chashivas to begin with. But if you have pas or yayin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that is a davar chashuv, which would require the chashivas. So either it has to be the chashivas that each one is making their own bracha, or it has to be the chashivas of the bracha itself. But that can only be accomplished through a seva. So if you have a seva, you can have bracha echad lekulam. And if you don't, then you need the other chashivas of each one making their own bracha. Right?
But they're different. They're different.
They're
types,
different
though.
Types of chashivas. That's what's interesting. That's what's interesting. Yeah, good. Nothing.
Why does it make it?
Makes it what? Why does it make it Brov Am?
Why does the seva make it a more chashiv bracha?
Because he's saying that's the idea of Brov Am. He's saying Brov Am Hadras Melech means to say that you come to greet the king with a group. That's more chashiv. If the king is met with a whole group.
And a seva makes it that.
And a seva makes it a group.
Wait, so why do you, if you, let's say you're eating bread and you're
into a seva, like in a group, why do you need to then make a chumra kulam? Why can't you choose? If it's just like different chashivas, like one.
Apparently he's saying the Brov Am is better. Apparently he's saying it is better. I mean, why do you have to do it that way?
Yeah, like, is he saying that
choice? Is he saying it's a choice? Mm-hmm. Apparently, that's the better thing.
Can you explain why Baruch it does not apply with regular stuff?
He says it could apply, but you don't need it in order to allow you to make. You don't need it in order to allow
stuff.
You to have one bracha for everybody. Something as chashiv, you need another matir, you need another chashivas to allow you to have one bracha for everybody, because one bracha for everybody is less of a demonstration of the shevach of the thanks for the object than if you made your own brachos. He's saying there's a certain conflict. On the one hand, making the bracha yourself is a greater expression of your thanks, right? If everyone thanks you personally, that's a greater expression of your thanks. Right? Than if I just say,
on behalf of.
Yeah, on behalf of the yeshiva, we want to thank you. Much more, it expresses it much more if everybody personally thanks you. Shows you that they appreciated it much more. Right? So that's on the one hand. On the one hand, there's a greater expression of shevach and hodah for everyone to be involved on their own. Right? But on the other hand, there's a kiyum of Brov Am Hajmelach, that the king should be greeted by a group, right? And that's only going to be if it's one bracha for everybody, right? So he's saying like this. He's saying, by a davar chashiv, where there's a requirement of expressing chashivas, so then either it has to be done through the individual shvachos, right? Everyone has to say their own shevach. But if you can create a situation of Brov Am, that apparently is better. But the only way you create it is through Haseva. Right? It's not Brov Am if it's just a ragtag group. But Shar Devarim, there's no requirement of this extra expression of Chashivas. They're not Chashiv. They don't require, they don't demand they don't demand a higher form of Shevach. They don't demand the chashiv form. So therefore, even if you have one make the bracha for everybody, without haseva you can do it. You don't need the haseva to have one bracha for everybody. Because there's no requirement of the chashivas of bracha achas l'kol echavechad, of bracha l'kol echavechad. It's only by the bread that you have a requirement of bracha l'kol echavechad, because of the chashivas, now you need another chashivas to remove that... To allow you to do it.
Everyone's got their
to allow you not to say the bracha on your own. But by peros, there's no requirement like that. So that you don't need a mati or Brov Am. You just Kedusha Meir Kona.
And that's what he means by this. It's not helping. It's just a
disadvantage.
Right. Right.
According to that, then the chashivas of yayin and pas.
That's right. That's what I mean. Lomayulai. Right.
According to that, the chashivas of yayin and pas. It's not that relatively it's chashiv, but even like because I guess maybe because it's relatively chashiv in these two areas, and it has like a new like
right.
a shame.
Right. Chashivas. And it's like this. He has another possible answer. He says. As like Mahani Pirka Lecha. Is that what we're up to? Yeah. Kushya Achriti Dit Mohas Ba. And they can answer another question that you want to know about. Amai Gore Hashivuse Bishasa Seva. Says again, it's not. Because Saseva is creating Barov Amajmelach. It's not putting it down, it's creating a different Hashivas. V'gam yesh b'kushyazu piruka achrina. V'hu, there's another answer though. There's another answer. Aside from the answer saying that barov am is going to substitute for the lack of the chashivas of the individual brachas. There's another answer. And that is, shekishehesevu nasu b'hasevosam ki'odam echad. Right, I think I mentioned this possibility. That the haseva makes them into like one person. Ulafikach sagilu bebrocha echad man. Now, it's only a din of each one requiring their own bracha when they're individuals. That idea that the chashivas demands an individual bracha is only when you are relating to it as an individual. But haseva makes you like adam echad with this, with regard to this pas. So now, even the chashivas is only one. So what's the difference between these two answers? Logically, what's the difference between these two answers?
What you mean, sure.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Do you view the group as a collection of individuals who have created to come together for one purpose? Or
And then
they're engaging in shalach jointly, appointing one guy to do it on their behalf.
Okay.
And you say that they're all one entity, and that entity is being mishabeach.
Okay, but in terms of the... you're right. But this is what I mean. I mean, you're right. But I just want to show you what I mean by the when I ask the question. I mean, it's like this: that in terms of the svara, the difference between the first answer and the second answer is
the kiyum.
Is the kiyum? Yeah, go ahead.
Because in one hand you have the conflict of kiyum, and you have to choose one.
That's right.
And in the other one, you always have the same kiyum; it just manifests itself.
Right. Now, in terms of the first one, you have to switch. You have to lose the kiyum of everyone making their own bracha. You have to substitute that with the... You have to say now that there's a greater kiyum of Barov Am. Right? You have to say, I can't have both. I'm going to lose one. I'm going to lose the kiyum of everybody making their own bracha. But I'm getting the greater one of Barov Am. Right? According to the second answer, you're not losing the kiyum of bracha l'kol echad v'echad. This is like a bracha l'kol echad v'echad. You don't have to find... You don't have to make recourse to substituting the kiyum of Rov Am for what you're losing. Right? It's a smoother thing. Okay. Ulafikach sagilu v'brocha echad l'mehem. The birkas echad l'mehem. Yeah. V'ra'isi b'divarecha beis sham b'makam beis hila. So I don't know if anybody caught that. But his question, he had... From the question to the answer, they reverse the positions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So, Beis Hillel, Mokum Beis Shammai. V'shem hefachish b'svarim. Alright, maybe you had a mixed up Gemara there. Now it's like this. Alright, next one is, we can skip that one. That's also a Bracha Achrona question. Okay, that's like this. What about the Pirush in the Gemara? Right? Interested in hearing how he learns the Pshat in the Gemara?
Is his far?
How do you learn the Pshat in the Gemara? According to the Rama.
Where is that?
Oh. That is about six lines up. The first word. V'shehikshiso al pirusho shepirish b'divrei rav. Right? Oval shar dvorim. V'loshna talmud oval yayin. So he says, you said, the Gemara should have said, Shar Dvarim, but the Gemara says, Yayin, right? Kama Tamiya Kush Yuzu. This is a strange question. Vechilati Noko Shobez Rabban Heshiv. Achi Storich Lahatik Loshon HaTalmud Mila B'Mila. The, what is it? The Yarchiv B'Ferish Kashir Yoshivu Acham L'Mixas HaShoala. What does it mean of you? He says, is the Rambam answering to children? So he has to explain everything? Every word of the Gemara? And explain it? Like some of the Chachamim did to some of their questioners? Lo Heshev Zal Upiresh El Chachamim Gedolim. The Rambam was talking to big Chachamim. He didn't have to explain baby questions like this. He was enough just to give them the headings. Vadayin kosev b'talmud el b'yayin. Of course it doesn't say, of course it says that in the Gemara, el b'yayin. Elamiu in yayin choshev lo boi yaseva kalva chomashar advarim shem kuchusim menu lo boi yaseva. But if yayin doesn't need yaseva, of course nothing else needs yaseva. Mitchilas devorov talmud the Omar v'chein ayayin choshev mikol ha'mashkin v'apeus. That's what the Ram said. Oh, that's what he started out with. He explained in the beginning, yayin is the most choshev thing. So of course, if yayin doesn't need, according to Rav, that's what he's saying. That's what Rav is saying. If yayin doesn't need it, and yayin is the most choshev of the other things, then nothing else is going to need it. V'shekashel l'cho amay Omar Rabbi Yochanan afilu yayin v'lo Omar af yayin ein bo mokom kasher. Shai yayin af al pi shehu choshev ein chashivuso. El Lagabi Mashkinu Peros. Of Lagabi Pas, low. Da Pas Choshev Mimeno. Ve'ena Imo V'mayla Achas B'chashivuso. Lefika Chomer Rabbi Yochanan Afilu Yayin Bo Yaseva. Alright. No, it's Af Yayin would mean to go with the Pas. Right? As he's saying, but it can't be, it's not like, you can't lump them together. Chomer the Masha Pas, She Choshev Mikol, he boy a save vachachivarachachalakol over yayin kashir dvar kashar dvaram below boy a save. Elafilu yayin digari chashivuse mina pas. Ho viyeshlo chashivus legabi sharmashkin vapeiros boy a save vachachivarachachalakol. Okay, fine. That's the guess. Vishakashalacha betiris a gemara. Right. It's now into the actual gemara. That what? Vechim yishum the daitayu lemeyaker ichshiv lo yayin vavikapas lavi. Elakachin yedvaram. Shani Orchim de Daitayu Lemayaka Kipurudandami. So it says the Orchim that already have in mind to leave, right? They have in mind to leave. They're like separated already. De lo motzi echad livruchi lekulan. Ulufika kol echad echad mvarach laatzmo. Mishum silo kakibutz bikavonosam laakira. Lo mishum achashivus. Velule the daitayu lemeyaker, hoyo echad varach lekol. Afagav delo heisevu, l'taimi derav. That, I mean, that's interesting. Interesting is so difficult to understand that answer. In other words, let's take the Rambam's pshat again. That what? That according to Rav, yayin doesn't need hasevo. Right? Yayin doesn't need hasevo. Right? Yayin doesn't need hasevo.
Meaning it's not chashev enough.
And it's like Shai Dvarim. So why can't one make the bracha for everybody? So he's saying over here, it's an interesting thing. He's saying it's like they are separated already. So he's saying there is another requirement. There is another requirement for one bracha for everybody. It does have to be some tziruf, he's saying. It's an interesting thing. It's difficult going to the Rambam. It does have to be some tziruf.
Well, what would be the problem?
You just said
there would be a problem the other way. If you had the other by a chashuv thing to not do everyone doing their own bracha would be a problem unless you had some help, like a seva.
Right. See, here he's like he's showing you there is a limit, even on the things that are not chashev. There is some limit when one can make a bracha for everybody. They still have to be. They don't have to be mitzareit like a group of Barov Am, right? They don't need haseva. They don't have to be like one individual, but they can't be separated. Not clear exactly what's the psul of being separated, right? He's saying, "Daitayu lemeyarker kipurudim dami." The lo motzi echad levruchi lekulan. Ulefika kol echad vecha mevarach latzmo. But it has nothing to do with chashivas. It has to do with the fact that they're not a group. Mishum silo kakibutz. They're going to break apart this gathering. And if it wasn't for that, then one could make the bracha for everybody, even without haseva. Yeah. That's hard.
In general, we were saying just like for anything else, like yayin, whatever, right? You just like if you're yoshin, you know, then
does the Ram have this din in the
Do they still hold? They still hold yoshin. You need yoshin, right? In terms of
it would seem so. You're right. It would seem so. Right. And you're saying you still need yoshin.
Right. So
this
no,
is like not yoshin.
This is just not yoshin because you're not even connected to the place. You're not.
Okay, is that the one, Gemara? Yeah, the Ram doesn't have these other cases, right? Okay, and what about the last one? Udakshina na lishna basar the Rav misefer the Braiso. Vaktan yechad varach lekulan alma kol ma'ani liyaseva pshita milsa lechad pirusha da'anahar bei zal. Pishom rav belishna basra lo shana lo pasta ma'ani liyaseva ovo yayin lo. Yeah. What's that? That Rav said in the Lishna Basra, Lo Shana Lepas, Mahani Lo Haseva, Vayayin Lo, Dishoma, Dohochi Dina. That what? This is the din. The Echad Varech Lekol, Afilu B'lo Haseva. Right? So that's where the Ram is learning. That what? That Lo Mahani Le Haseva means that you don't need Haseva. Right? And you can still have Echad Varech Lekol. Okay. Akshinan le mi sefer de braisa. The Omar bo olu vehesevu bo lehem mayim bo lehem yayin afal pi Echad Varech Lekulon lemeimra de mahanya le haseva. So according to that statement of mahanya le haseva, right, that pas is only by pas mahanya le haseva, Velule haseva kidomar olu vesevu lohayechad mvarach lekulam. Right. El kol echad vechad mvarach laatzmo al ze hayayin shebolem kishem mesubin. That what? He's saying they're asking that it's mashma that you needed the haseva. Right? That's the question. The question is, you're saying you don't need haseva, but it says they all did haseva. This is actually Daniel's question from yesterday. Right? That why does it say, not you, the other Daniel, right? This was his question, I think. Why does it say that they did haseva and then you had a bracha echad the kulam? You don't need haseva according to Rav. Right? Uparak rovo shani hasam demigu da hanya le haseva lepasa hanya le nami le yayin kloma. Lo omar hatana the braisa alu vehesevu mipnei hayayin. It doesn't say they got up and reclined in order to have a bracha echad lekulam for the yayin. Shekachten a yayin the time of the Rav, you lo asevu. Because for the yayin according to Rav, you don't need asevu. Ela b'bnei ha-pas hu da'omar olu v'hesevu. It only says they got up and reclined for the pas. V'zehu pirish migu d'mahani le'asevu l'pas ahani le'nami le'yayin. That's what it means. It means... it means what? V'sha'amato she'lefi pirusho zal hoya l'rav lomar lo shonu el pasta hani le be pirudin. That's his next question, right? Yeah. So he's saying, what does it mean? Migu. What does it mean? Migu de mahani le aseva la pasta hani le nami le yayin. What does that mean? It means that since they had to write aseva for pas, that's why it's also written by the yayin. But it's not really written for the yayin. It's just written for the pas. But it's gonna be on the yayin too. Right? That's what he's saying.
What does that mean?
It means you're wrong. It means you think that it says haseva in order for the yayin to work. No, it says haseva because they need that for the pas to work. No, it says they did haseva.
Why didn't they have the yayin at all?
That was the seder. That's how they did it. But it's not.
Oh,
because he's saying, how come it says, that was his question, how come it says Haseva before the Yayin? She's saying, no, they really, the Haseva is not for the Yayin, it's for the Pas.
Oh, I see, in the story.
In the story, right.
Uh-huh.
Right? Okay.
It's not really a good kasha.
It's not a good kasha.
Isn't the Teretz reversed then? Shouldn't it say the opposite order then, in the Teretz?
No, it says, since it needs it for the Pas, it also has it for the.
I see, it also.
But that was your brother's question, right? That was his question. Yeah. So anyway, so that's the Rambam's, the way the Rambam learns. Rambam learns the whole sugya completely differently, right? That there's an idea of chashivas in the dovar that demands bracha echad, bracha l'kol echad ve'echad, and you must do something to remove the problem. You must do something to remove the problem of not making bracha l'kol echad ve'echad. And Avraham ben Aram gives two possible answers to how you remove the problem. Either you masiv and you create a greater bracha, a greater entity of bracha, and now it's better to be minimally involved in a greater entity of bracha than to make your own individual less chashuv bracha, right? You trade up to a greater entity of bracha, a greater kiyam in the bracha itself. Or he says, making one group, the aseva, makes you like into one person. It's interesting.
How can you say that you're fulfilling two kiyam?
You're not going to have the rovam. You mean, will you have the rovam? You will have the rovam, but you're not going to need it.
Fulfilling both kiyam. So that's the difference in.
No, I said that you don't need to substitute one kiyam for the other. You stay with the original kiyam.
Okay, but you're
sticking.
You're not fulfilling both.
He's not mentioning that. It would seem that the other. Right. It would seem.
It seems to be hard to say that.
But you're not fulfilling. You're only fulfilling rovam.
Rovam in the first one.
In the first one.
In the first answer, you're only fulfilling
it's just,
rovam.
Yeah, it's not.
But there still are a lot of people.
Second one, I don't know if you say you're losing rovam. I don't know if you. I mean, you didn't. Is it?
It doesn't really apply.
It's not right. It's a superfluous thing. You don't need it to answer this question. But the one thing that we can't figure out exactly, when we first think about, is what do you mean? How are you saying that extra? He says one last interesting point, that there is that even if the thing is not choshev, there still is a requirement of some sort of yeshiva, some sort of. It still is a requirement of being together for one person to make the bracha of everybody. But if it's a situation where everybody's going to be separating in a second, then you can't do it. We don't know this, so why that should be exactly. Okay, let's think about that. And we'll try to start.